9 minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
Get down on it.
Union dancing.
Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on it.
Baby, baby.
Get down on it.
Get on it.
Get down on it.
Sha da ba da ba da ba da.
Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do?
Get your back up off the wall. Dance, come on. Get your back up off the wall. Dance, come on. Get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on it.
If you really want it.
Get down on it.
You gotta feel it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
While you're dancing.
Minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
Seventeen, you don't think that much about life. You just live like kerosene dancing around the fire. But you're in, so you jump right in. Ain't afraid to fall, and you give it all. Best to me, she broke my heart. Now all that's left to me is beating this guitar. Every night, a different town. She follows me around. So you give what's left to me. Yeah, you give what's left to me. 'Cause she got the best to me.
7 minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know.
Six more minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
He said one day you'll leave this world behind, so live a life you will remember. My father told me when I was just a child, these are the nights to never die. My father told me.
Five more minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
You know.
4 minutes until Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball coming up in just 3 minutes.
West of the Eastern Coast, carving the wind, dawn of your eyes, dust off your slide. When you say yes, you make me trust I will never keep you from an open door.
Two more minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
You will see somebody else around everyone else. You're watching your back like you can't relax. You're trying to be cool. You look like a fool to me. Tell me why you have to go and make things so complicated. I see the way you act like somebody else gets me frustrated. Life's like this, you.
Rough Riders Baseball starts in 60 seconds. More ticks till Rough Riders Baseball. First pitch is right around the corner. Frisco Rough Riders Baseball is 15 minutes away. It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show, featuring interviews, updates from around the Texas League, tonight's lineups, and a preview of tonight's game. Now, here's your host for the Rough Riders pregame show, Zach Bigley.
From Wichita, Kansas, the Frisco Rough Riders are back in action as they face off against the Wichita Wind Surge today, playing as the Turbo Tubs, their alternate identity. Hi, everybody. Zach Bigley alongside you. Very happy to have you. And the Rough Riders, after splitting two games yesterday to start off the series, are ready to go in Game 3 with Cole Reagans on the mound tonight. Reagans, a 3.15 ERA, 7th in the league. He's 5th in the league in strikeouts with 50 over his 40 innings, and he has been dynamite all season long for the Rough Riders. bit of a tough start his last time out by his standards, allowing 3 runs over 5 innings on 7 hits. But a quality start before that, 9 strikeouts over his 6 innings. And he looks to continue what has been a very nice stretch for Reagans all season long. Today with MLB.com's rankings, Sam Huff graduated the rankings as a prospect to a full-time big leaguer. And so Reagans slots up at number 29 in the rankings. That'll most likely go up on the re-rankings at midseason. And also Justin Slayton, Rough Riders right-hander, who will go in this series finale of this 6-game set. He slots in at number 30 as well. So Rough Riders with a couple guys entered into that top 30 here in the middle of the season. And Cole Reagans definitely deserves to be on that list. The left-hander will face a very good mound opponent today. That's Matt Canarino, who's the number 7 prospect in the Twins organization out of Rice University. He went to his high school ball at South Lake Carroll High School, just about 35 minutes south or so of Frisco. Canarino has been in a very interesting predicament throughout his entire career, missing a lot of time with elbow injuries, including a majority of last season, and he's been tamped down with his ability to try and go deep in ballgames this year. He'll be on a very strict 4-inning limit no matter what. The furthest he's gone this year has been exactly 4 innings. He's done that 3 times, but still, he has been very good with a 2.05 ERA, and he's had 4 outings this year where he has allowed no hits. As well, he has been dynamite so far, allowing just 15 hits total over his just over 30 innings. And the Rough Riders will have a very tough task ahead of them, facing Matt Canarino in this game today. Cole Reagans against Matt Canarino. We're really looking forward to this ball game, as this is one of the prime pitching matchups of the series between two teams that are fighting for a playoff spot as we get down the stretch in the first half in the Texas League. We're just about 4 weeks away. The Rough Riders holding on to that first place spot by 1 game over San Antonio, while Wichita is just behind the Tulsa Drillers in the north, and they'll play Tulsa 7 times before the end of the first half, so it should be a really good race down the stretch. Yesterday we got to catch up with Cole Reagans, Rough Riders starter for today. We'll get you part one of that interview today. We'll get you part two tomorrow, as it should be a really nice recap and hopefully a good start, as we talked about kind of this season in the first part, and we talked about his career path and dealing with back-to-back Tommy John surgeries in the second part of that interview. So we'll make sure you get to hear both of them in today's pregame show and tomorrow's pregame show. First pitch coming up at 7:05 between the Rough Riders and the Turbo Tubs today in Wichita. Cole Reagans joins us on the pregame show when we come back here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches.
How ruthless baseball can be.
No. I love the game so much.
The talented guys that are here.
Get an in-depth look around the Riders as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
How's your lawn looking? It takes time and effort to maintain a healthy lawn. Russell Jenkins here at ABC Home and Commercial Services. Save time and let our professionals take care of anything your outdoors might need, from lawn care and maintenance to landscaping, irrigation, and pool services for your home or business. Visit us online at goaneater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
The month of June features just one full homestand, but it's sure to be just as memorable. On June 14th, it's Super Splash Day, presented by Olsen, with water inflatables in the park for a 12:05 first pitch. Kevin Minch appears at Riders Field for Texas Baseball Legends. The Whataburger Food Bank Night is on June 18th, with post-game fireworks. Then, on June 19th, the Dallas Black Giants commemorate Juneteenth on Father's Day as they take Riders Field for the first time.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores! A Little League home run for Johnny Ornelas.
Let's ride!
Welcome back to Wichita. We're playing two today as we finish up our suspended game from yesterday. We're joined by Cole Reagans on the pregame show. And Cole, when you look at last year coming up from high A versus this year with your success this season, what has really changed for you?
I'd say it's more I knew what to expect when I was coming this year. Last year I was coming from high A to double A. Obviously, everything gets better as you move up. So this year coming back, I knew what to expect. I knew the kind of guys I was going to go up against and kind of what I need to do to get those guys out. Like, can't make the mistakes as much. Like, they're going to make me pay for them. I mean, not saying I'm not going to, I still make mistakes, but it's just like trying to limit those mistakes, like with just like repetitions in the bullpen and throwing program, like just kind of, you know, going through it like every day, trying to refine my stuff so that when it does come out there, it's like, all right, like this pitch in this situation, like I trust myself to throw it, that kind of thing. Last year, I think when I got here, obviously, second half of the year, fatigued out a little more tired, like velo was down a little bit, stuff wasn't as great as it was the first half, where now I feel probably the best I've ever felt in my life, like I'm healthy, I'm, you know, got through my first full year last year off of TJ. This year, I'm full go, had a full off season, got stronger, you know, kind of introduced new pitch, took out old pitch kind of thing, you know, refined some stuff and that kind of thing.
The changeup has been really good again this year, and that's always been a go-to pitch for you. But for you personally, what have you feel like has really improved from the start of this year to where you are right now?
From the start of this year to where I am right now?
Yeah.
I'd say almost like mindset, like just to go after him. Like I still want to cut my walks back, still walking a little more than I want, but I feel like I'm still getting deeper into games because I'm not trying to punch everyone out. I'm like, hit it. Like, I trust my defense, you know, get ground balls. If it's a fly ball, fly balls, like, whatever. I mean, just try to go after the guy. That way I can get deeper in the game, save pitches so I can possibly, you know, go six innings if they allow me to, that kind of thing.
How important is that maturity and, I guess, pitching to contact versus when you come up and you have all the success in high school and you're this big prospect, first-round pick? Do you feel like you kind of lean on that a little bit too much of trying to strike everyone out and you've matured now to this point?
I think it was more of coming out of high school. I mean, in high school, you try to strike everybody out just because that's what it is. It's high school baseball. Like, you want to be the guy that, you know, goes out and punches out a lot of guys. And I think when it gets into – you get into pro ball, I mean, if you watch – the best of the best. I mean, you'll have games where you strike out a lot of guys, but the guys that punch out 10, they might have a game where they go seven innings and punch out seven, like they do it on, you know, 100 pitches. So it's like, to get deeper into the game, you can't try to strike everyone out. You're going to need early contact just to get, you know, quick outs, have a quick inning, have, you know, an 8-pitch inning here or there. That way you can save the pitches in case you do get into trouble. Then you have the pitches left to, you know, get you through that log jam or whatever you want to call it.
You had a really good high school career as Cole Reagans joins us, Rough Riders pitcher in Florida, a very talented team, won a national championship as well. How much fun did you have playing high school baseball with that talented group of guys?
My sophomore year was unbelievable. It was our team. It was just like, we didn't care who we faced. We just went out there and had fun. Like, we had a good time. One of the kids that was in our pitching staff that year, he's our third baseman as well, was in Wichita last year. He made his debut with the Twins probably a month ago, something like that. So pretty cool just kind of, you know, seeing him. I played with him in high school. You know, he went to college, and then he's a year older than me. So he went to college. I went to pro ball, and now he got drafted in 2018 by the Twins, and now he's in the big league. So it's just cool to kind of, you know, we played together in high school, and now, I mean, we still hang out all off season, throw together, work out together, all that kind of stuff.
That's going to do it for part one of our interview with Cole Reagans, Rough Riders pitcher. Stay tuned for tomorrow's pregame show. We want to get you part two of that interview. We'll get you starting lineups next, And, of course, first pitch of today's game between the Wichita Turbo Tubs today and the Frisco Rough Riders coming up on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
The Turbo Tubs taking the field out in front of us. The alternate identity for the Wichita Wind Surge. We'll get starting lineups coming up next. Rough Riders and Wind Surge playing game three of this six-game series. And it's coming your way right after this here on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back of the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline and the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Is this what you deal with when trying to enjoy the outdoors with your family and friends? Hi, this is Dennis Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. No one likes mosquitoes, and they carry diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Our mosquito suppression service provides the most effective mosquito control so you can get back to enjoying the outdoors. Visit GoAnteater.com to schedule your mosquito suppression service today. When it comes to protecting your family, trust the professionals at ABC.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Rough Riders Baseball is back. A swing and a drive, deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here.
There isn't a better spot in North Texas where you can find a blend of fun, excitement, and baseball.
Strike three call. This one's over.
You don't want to miss a second of this exciting action.
And he makes the catch. What a grab. He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit us online at ridersbaseball.com for tickets or stay locked to the Riders Baseball Network and MILB.TV for all the exciting plays and drama of Rough Riders Baseball.
And now, it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
High fly ball to left. Check swing and a miss. He got him.
1-1 is crushed.
Deep to center field. Oh, how far will it go?
That's back and that's gone.
Dives and makes the catch. Unreal. field.
Cut on and miss. Strike three.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off.
The temptation.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
How about it?
Oh, my goodness.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley.
From the shores of the Arkansas River in Wichita, Kansas, the Rough Riders getting set to face off against the Turbo Tubs of Wichita, with the Wind Surge playing as their alternate identity on this Thursday evening. Hi, everybody. Zach Bigley with you. Very happy to have you along wherever you may be listening on what is a beautiful day for baseball in Wichita, Kansas. The Rough Riders split the games yesterday, playing a pair with a suspended game from Tuesday night. And now they look for a victory in the quasi-rubber match of this six-game series. Johnny Ornelas is in from the right side, and we are almost set for baseball as Matt Canarino is on the mound for the Turbo Tubs. 73 degrees and sunshine up above, just a perfect day for baseball. Right-hander against right-hander. Canarino looks in. Right-hander has his sign. He's back into his windup, and away we go. A high pop-up. Shallow left field. Austin Martin, the shortstop, going back. He's under it. The left fielder, Cabrera, calls him off. He makes the catch. And there's the first out of the first inning. Martin acted like he was going to make the catch, and then Cabrera came in right behind him. And they both squeezed at the same time, but the ball ended up in Cabrera's glove. So with the sun beating down on us, J.P. Martinez stands in from the left side. One out, top of the first, just underway. First pitch slips just high with a fastball, and it's one ball and no strikes. Ornelas, Martinez, and Krim, top three in the Rough Riders order, followed by Duran, Harris, and Hare. 1-0. Fastball just outside, two balls, no strikes. Bottom third, Watley, Stowers, and Biggers. Good Rough Riders lineup. Frisco enters into today at 26-21. Canarino's pitch. It's fouled at the plate. And it's two balls and one strike. Matt Canarino, a native of Southlake, just about 35 minutes or so south of Frisco. Went to Southlake Carroll High School, a sports powerhouse that the Dragons possess. He's back into his windup. And the right-hander, the 2-1 pitch. On the outside corner for a called strike, it's 2-2. Played his college ball at Rice University, where he was a three-year starter and won Conference USA Pitcher of the Year in 2019 before being a second-round draft pick of the Twins. He offers in. Swing and a miss on the 2-2 down in the dirt. Martinez strikes out on a breaking ball low. First strikeout for Canarino, and there are two outs. That brings Blaine Krim to the plate. The 24-year-old dealt with a lot of elbow injuries last year, and he was held to just 23 innings. So he is on a strict pitch count and innings limit in all of his starts this year, but he has been nasty when he has thrown. Pitch to Krim. Swing and a miss. Out in front. And it's 0-1. 0-1 with a 2.05 ERA. Holding opponents to just a 140 batting average against. 0-1. Pop foul back up over the netting, and Canarino is ahead 0-2. In 30 and two-thirds innings, he has struck out 46 batters and just walked 18. Already two outs, bases clear in the first. Canarino with a herky-jerky windup. He deals home. Strike three called, outside corner. Krim sat down looking. Back-to-back strikeouts for Canarino. And no runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Rough Riders turned away. We go to the bottom half of the first. Cole Reagan's on the mound for the Riders when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome to your hometown Whataburger. Customization is what we've always done.
You want mustard and mayo? You want ketchup? We'll make it how you like it.
When you customize your own burger, you can put your personality in it.
This is my Whataburger with Manny's ketchup, all the vegetables, no cheese.
We customize orders 24 hours a day.
Everybody wants it just like they like it. When you can make it your own, that always enhances that experience for you.
However you want it, I got you. Here at Whataburger, we make it just like you like it, whenever you like it.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at makosmartrobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field. Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993. We're online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
First pitch to Austin Martin from Cole Reagans is popped sky high into right field. Josh Stowers comes in and he makes the catch, and there's one out in the first inning. Well, Cole Reagans doing what he does best, pitching to contact well early on in games. And he gets Austin Martin to pop out to right field on the first pitch of the bottom half of the first. Zach Bigley with you on the Riders Baseball Network. Riders and Surge, with WinSurge playing as the Turbo Tubs today. First pitch is inside to Edward Julian, and it's one ball and no strikes. No score, bottom half of the first inning. Reagan's back into his wind, the 1-0. Low and away, and it's two balls, no strikes. What a wonderful pitching matchup today with Matt Candarino going for the WinSurge with his 2-0, 5 ERA in 10 outings. 2-0. Low off the outside corner, it's 3-0. And Reagan's going for the Rough Riders. Seventh in the league with a 3.15 ERA. Fifth in the league with 50 strikeouts. 3-0 pitch to Julian. Right on the outside edge. Called strike, 3-1. And Reagan's throws to Matt Whatley in this start today. Just the second time that Whatley has caught him. Reagan's offers home. It's flied in the air down the left field side. Long run for Dustin Harris into the corner, and he watched it go off the netting in foul territory. Three balls, two strikes now on Julian. That ball had some carry the opposite way. Reagan's has been dynamite this season. 4-2 record, that 3.15 ERA. He's gone at least five innings in every start except for his first two when he was working his way up with his pitch count. He offers in. Foul the way, left side, and it's still three balls, two strikes on Julian. Hitting 273 this year, a homer and 10 RBIs. Pull side shift on the infield for the left-handed batter. Reagan's the 3-2. Soft roller, foul right side, still three balls, two strikes. So after a one pitch at bat to Austin Martin, Julian will see at least eight. Reagan's works fast. Four pitch repertoire with a fastball, curveball, slider, and change. Knocks the glove over the cap, 3-2. Hard ground ball this time, foul right side. It's still 3-2. It's been a ninth pitch upcoming to Julian. That changeup is Reagan's best pitch. A good fade to it, especially to right-handed batters. He's facing the lefty Julian here. The velo has been up for Cole Reagans. It'll be in the mid-90s. He has his sign, shoulders square to the plate, rocks back in the 3-2 home. Low and outside with a fastball for ball four. A one-out walk here in the first inning, and Jair Camargo hits now, hit two home runs in the second game of the doubleheader yesterday. Camargo made his double-A debut on Tuesday. In his second game, he hit two homers. What's in store for game three? Reagan's from the stretch against the right-handed batter. The lefty's bent. First pitch, slider inside, and it's one ball and no strikes. Rough Riders defense behind Reagan's. Dustin Harris in left, J.P. Martinez in center, and Josh Stowers in right. Reagan's looks over at second, the 1-0. In the air, blasted into left center field. That one's headed to the gap, and it's down. One hops the wall. Julian around second. He's on his way to third. He'll score easily as Camargo pulls in at second with an RBI double. Jair Camargo, a thorn in the side of the Rough Riders in this series with two home runs and now an RBI double. And Matt Wallner will bat against Reagans with it 1-0. Turbo Tubbs out in front. Matt Wallner with his 10 home runs. In for the left side of the plate. Reagans from the stretch and then time called. He steps off. Wallner 1-for-7 in the series so far. Left on left. Reagans pitch. Inside corner called strike. 0-1. So an early run against Cole Reagans, something that has been a rarity this year. Reagans has been really good in the first. 0-1. Curveball, strike on the inside corner, 0-2. This season in the first inning, it's just the third hit that Reagans has allowed all season. The pitch is just outside. It's 1-2. Third run as well he's allowed in the first inning. He came in with a 1-1-3 ERA in the initial frame. 1-2. Curveball just inside. Didn't miss by much. 3-2. Make it 2-2. He's been good against left-handers. Just a 227 mark against him this season. Looks back towards second. Kicks up and deals. Just a hair inside. Again, not missing by much. This time with the heater, and it's 3-2. Finish up that defense for you for the Rough Riders. Ezekiel Duran at third. Johnny Ornelas at short. Jax Biggers is the second baseman. Trey Hare at first, and Matt Watley does the catching. Payoff pitch. Grounded right side. Biggers dives off to his left. He's got it. Throw on to first. Pulls Trey Hare off the bag, and Wallner tackles Hare as he goes past him. Camargo on to third. Hare thought he kept his foot on the bag on a high throw from Jax Biggers. A great play just to get to the baseball. Diving off to his left in shallow right field. From his backside, he threw on to first, and Wallner was able to beat it out. It does look like Wallner, or I should say Hare, was off the bag as he had to leap off of the pillow, but then he jumped up and into foul territory while Wallner tackled him and brought him down. So runners on the corners now, an infield single. Chris Williams hits. First pitch, high and tight. 1-0. 1-0, Turbo Tubbs out in front. Williams hitting .313, 3 homers, 13 runs batted in. Reagan's pitch, changeup, grounded foul back behind home. Count goes to 1-1. Riders up the middle at infield at double play depth. One run in already on the RBI double by Jair Camargo. The pitch. A line drive hit deep to left field. Harris going back near the warning track. Can't get it. It's down onto the warning track and hops up against the wall. Camargo comes in to score. Wallner stopped at third. It's an RBI double for Chris Williams. 2-0 Turbo Tubbs. RBI double, Chris Williams, his 14th run batted in of the year, his 7th double. And now Matt Watley will go chatting with Cole Reagans. A change up at the bottom of the zone, but in the middle of the plate. And Williams was able to get the barrel to it and yank it down in the left field corner. Dennis Ortega bats now, and Jeff Andrews, the Riders' pitching coach, exits the dugout. And he's going to go chat with Reagans as well, along with the middle infield. Last thing you want to do is let this inning get out of hand. The Rough Riders in the second game of this series allowed 3 runs in the first to the Turbo Tubbs. And overall this season, the first inning has been a bit of a trouble spot for the Rough Riders on the pitching staff side of things. Frisco in the first inning this year has allowed 42 runs. That's the most out of any individual inning. And Frisco's starting staff entering into this game, not a very impressive mark. 6.29 ERA. Starting pitching has been really tough. Reagan's, for the most part, has been the exception. He's ready from the stretch from the third base side of the rubber. And the offering into Ortega. The right-handed batter takes one at the bottom of the zone for a strike. And the count to no balls and one strike. 93-mile-an-hour fastball for Reagan's. He's ready from the stretch, looks back towards second in the 0-1. Slider misses high. Ball and a strike. Wallner at third, Williams at second. Reagan's comes set, and the 1-1 on the way. Changeup off the end of the bat, poked into shallow right field. Biggers back, the second baseman makes the catch. Wallner remains at third. Courtesy throw to the plate just in case. Good changeup to get the soft contact. Two outs and Andrew Bechtold bats. Bechtold, a Wind Surge member last year. He's played in the most games in the franchise's history. It's the second year that they've been in existence. Also hit the most home runs in the franchise's history. First pitch slips across the inside corner with a heater for a strike, and it's 0-1. 2-0. Turbo Tubbs out in front. Runners at second and third. Two outs in the first inning. Reagan's the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Good slider down and in. 0-2. Reagan's has already turned to all four of his pitches here in the first inning. He looks in, has his sign and sets. And the left-hander, the 0-2. Line foul, clips the netting top portion on the right side. It's still 0-2. Reagan's the Texas Rangers pitcher of the month in the month of April, allowing just three earned over 12 and two-thirds innings and three starts. He looks in, has his sign and sets. And the 0-2. Curveball grounded to third. Duran has it. Takes a couple crow hops, slings it across the diamond. It's in time to Trey Hare at first for the final out of the first inning. But damage done. Two runs across on three hits, no errors, and two left on the base paths. 2-0. Turbo Tubbs out in front of the Rough Riders as we go to the top of the second inning. The Riders Baseball Network.
Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here with MILB.TV.
Forget about this one. That ball is gone.
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
The Riders have blown it open here in the seventh.
Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams live or on demand.
Leaps, and he makes the catch.
Oh, my goodness. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code ROUGHRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The ROUGHRIDERS win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit MILB.TV for details today.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Turbo Tubbs with a couple runs in the home half of the first inning, and we roll to the top of the second. It's 2-0. Wichita out in front. Ezekiel Duran, Dustin Harris, Trey Hare. The 3-2 up against Matt Cantorino. Right-hander shoulders square to the plate. He deals home. Misses high with a fastball, and it's one ball and no strikes. 95-mile-an-hour heater from Cantorino. As mentioned, a former product of Rice University. He winds back. The 1-0. Just high and inside. Two balls, no strikes. Retire the side in order with a couple strikeouts in that first inning. He was not only a very good player on the diamond at Rice and at South Lake Carroll High School in South Lake, Texas. He's also a very good student in the classroom. 2-0. Misses up high, 3-0. We don't often say this unless there's, you know, proof behind it, and there certainly is. He was 10th in his graduating class at South Lake Carroll, a 635 graduating class. The pitch, just high, ball four. Ezekiel Duran coaxes a four-pitch walk to start things off in the second. First base runner for the Rough Riders today. Dustin Harris climbs in now, fresh off a home run in game one of the series with his home run on Sunday as well. He's homered in back-to-back contests. Then at Rice, he had a 3.97 GPA and a mechanical engineering degree. From the stretch, Cantorino's pitch. Harris bunts, foul down the third baseline, and it's 0-1. Cantorino is a very smart guy, and he's used that to transition onto the baseball diamond. And he was not very content once he was drafted in the second round with his full pitch arsenal. He was mostly a fastball slider guy with the occasional changeup, but he didn't think it was a very good pitch. He's ready from the stretch. The 0-1. Harris takes a sliver outside, and it's one ball and one strike. So after his first professional season in 2019, in 2020, in the offseason, he really worked on that changeup, did a lot of research on his own. 1-1. This is down in the dirt. Two balls, one strike. 2-0. Turbo Tubbs out in front of the Rough Riders. Top second. Runner aboard. Nobody out. Watched a lot of YouTube videos. Made sure that changeup grip was good. And it has become a really good pitch. He's a four-pitch pitcher, but he stays mostly with that fastball-slider changeup combination. Duran takes his lead from first. 2-1 to Harris. Inside. Missed with that slider. Three balls, one strike to Dustin. Rough Riders would love to get to Cantorino, who has been tough to get to this year. He offers the 3-1 just outside, ball four. Back-to-back free passes for the Rough Riders to start things off in the second. That has been the problem for Cantorino over his last few outings. He walked four in his last start at Corpus Christi last week. Over his last three combined, he's walked seven. He looks in for his sign. Faces Trey Hare, the left-hander. Two aboard, nobody out. Riders down by two. Pitch home. Soft grounder, right side. Backhanded by the first baseman Ortega. Goes to second. No throw to first. And they get Dustin Harris. So Duran on to third. Harris eliminated for the first out at second base. Trey Hare aboard on the fielder's choice. They goes 3-6. Really good play by Ortega, the first baseman. A backhanded stab. Momentum taking him towards the second base bag. He just threw that way where Austin Martin, the shortstop, was. Matt Watley hits for the Rough Riders now. Open stance, right side. Runners on the corners. Cantorino's pitch. It's a breaking ball in the outside corner. A called strike with a slider, and it's 0-1. Cantorino, a very herky-jerky, odd-looking windup and stretch. Everything is very deliberate as he squats down, comes set, and deals in the 0-1. Actually, a throw over to first before that. It's very reminiscent of Hans Kraus, who Rough Riders and Rangers fans will know. He debuted for the Phillies last year after being traded over there in the Kyle Gibson deal. 0-1 to Watley. Low and away. Again with a slider, and it's 1-1. Back pick down to first. Trey Hare back in. But everything's a double pump, a lot of movement. Very tough to pick up. He hides the ball well. He's ready from the stretch. The offering in. Line foul, right side. Out of play. One ball, two strikes. Frisco had a lot of scoring opportunities in the second game of the series last night, losing 7-1 to the Wind Surge. They stranded 10 on the base paths. That was after stranding 11 in the opener. Throw over to first once again. Hare back in. Granted, those 10 left on base were just in 7 innings offensively. The 11 in the opener matched a season high for the Rough Riders. 1-2 to Watley. He fouls it away. Back behind home. Still 1-2. So with this kind of scoring opportunity, this is what you want to see the Rough Riders take advantage of. Watley 1-for-4 in the opener. He didn't play in the second game. 1-2. Way high. Another back pick down to first. And Hare is back in again. They are very concerned with Trey Hare for whatever reason. He's not known as a burner. 2-2. Cantorino has already picked over his allotted 2 times, and there have been 2 back picks down there. 2-2. Chopper softly hit third base side. Bechtel bare hands onto home, and they get Duran. Duran taking off on contact, a perfect throw to the catcher Camargo, who laid the tag down on Duran, sliding feet first into home plate. And only a perfect throw would have gotten him. It was indeed perfect. Camargo didn't even have to move his glove, and he tagged out Duran. So back-to-back fielder's choices, 2 outs, runners at first and second, and Josh Stowers hits now. Air down to second on the play. First pitch slips inside of the righty, and it's 1-0. 2-0, Turbo Tubbs out in front. We're playing the top of the second. Stowers 0-for-3 so far in this series, but he's walked 4 times, and he's been hit by a pitch. The offering. High of the zone, 2-0. 95-mile-an-hour cheese. Stowers has reached 4 times in the series, and that'll certainly play. He would prefer the walks, though. He's been hit a lot this season, 6 times. 2-0. Check swing. Just inside. 3-0. Another mid-90s fastball. Already 2 walks in the inning. The inning has gone walk-walk. Fielder's choice, fielder's choice. 2 down. The 3-0. Way outside. 4, and the bases are loaded. Bags packed for Jax Biggers in the 9th spot in the order. This goes back to what we were just talking about. The Rough Riders stranded the bases loaded 2 times in the 5th and 6th innings in the game last night. And time called, and pitching coach Peter Larson is out of the dugout, and he's going to go chat. So Jax Biggers with a big RBI opportunity. Biggers walked to load the bases both times in that 5th and 6th inning last night. This time he comes up with the bases loaded. 0-for-1 with 2 walks in his season debut yesterday with Frisco after spending 91 games with the Rough Riders last year as the ultra utility man.
The second baseman, Jax Biggers.
Trey Hare at third, Matt Watley at second, Josh Stowers at first. Rough Riders with a great scoring opportunity, trailing by 2 here in the top of the second. Cantorino delivers. Check swing on a slider down low. They appeal, and he was able to hold, according to Harrison Silverman, our third base umpire. 1-0. Tanner Dobson is our first base umpire, and Willie Traynor has balls and strikes behind the plate. Biggers ahead in the count, 1-0. It's 5 straight out of the zone from Cantorino, who delivers. Fastball inside. Didn't get the call from Traynor, and it's 2-0. Well, that's another one that's very close. A lot of them have been way off the plate, but 2-0 now. Ready from the stretch. He delivers. Biggers drives it high in the air down the right field line. Wallner to the warning track. He's at the wall. Leaps up. Makes the catch against the warning track and bangs into the wall. He robs Jax Biggers on what would have been a foul ball anyway, but took it almost out of the stands on an incredible grab, and the Riders leave him loaded again. Frisco trails 2-0. We go to the home half of the second on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win.
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Carpetech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpetech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Matt Walner with an incredible grab to rob Jax Biggers with the bases loaded and two outs in the top of the second inning. A ball that would have been foul anyway, but he leapt up at the wall and took it right off the top of the wall. 325 down the right side. And the Rough Riders, for the third time in the last four offensive innings, have left the bases loaded. Vishon Kersey Jr. hits now against Cole Reagans. 2-0. Wichita out in front. Bottom of the second inning. First pitch. Down the heart of the plate for a strike. Fastball from Reagans, and it's 0-1. Reagans faces 8-9-1, looking for a bounce back inning. He kicks in the 0-1 pitch. Curveball inside, and it's one ball and one strike. You got Austin Martin to fly out to right field in the first pitch, and then after a 9-pitch at-bat, a walk to Julian. The offering is flared out to shallow left field. It drops in for a hit. Ornelas, the shortstop, tracks it down, and he slings it back in, but a leadoff single for Deshaun Kersey Jr., who's 4 for his first 7 to start the series. Eobaldo Cabrera stands in now. A broken bat flare in on the hands, just fisted it the opposite way into left field. Eobaldo Cabrera, the 9-hole hitter, right-handed batter against Reagans. 2-0, Wichita leads, bottom second, nobody out, runner aboard. Reagans ready from the stretch, and the offering in. On the inside corner, fastball for a strike, run of the knees, and it's 0-1. So after that, Julian walk in the first inning, RBI double by Jair Camargo. Matt Walner singled, Chris Williams an RBI double. Reagans, the 0-1. Foul back into the screen, it's 0-2. A pop out from Dennis Ortega and a ground out from Andrew Bechtold. But the damage done with the two runs for the Turbo Tubs. Alternate identity for the wind surge today. Reagans, the 0-2. Just inside, missing with a fastball. One ball, two strikes. Facing the right-handers, he loves to go to the changeup when he's ahead in the count. Especially with two strikes. Let's see what he goes to here. He deals in the 1-2. Actually, a throw over to first. Just lobs it on over. Kersey, a stolen base threat. He has 14 swipes this year. And this is a team in Wichita that is the second-best stealing team in the Texas League, just behind San Antonio. Reagans, the 1-2. He does go with the slider, actually, just off the outside corner, and it's two balls and two strikes. Cabrera walked three times in the first two ball games of the year, or of the series, I should say. The pitch is high. There goes the runner down to second. The throw is high. Tips off Biggers' glove out in the center. Martinez has got it. He throws on to third, and Kersey Jr. is in there with a head-first slide. A former Utah Ute putting the game in motion with his 15th steal, and a throwing error on Matt Whatley allows him to move into third base. Whatley's first error on the season. The Rough Riders have been an excellent defensive club all season long, That's just Frisco's 28th error of the season, which is now tied for the fewest in the Texas League. The 2-2. Foul back to the netting, and it's still two balls and two strikes. The runner at third, nobody out. The Riders infield remains back. Already trailing 2-0 in the game. Jared Gettert, confidence in his offense and confidence in Cole Reagan's. Here's the left-hander's 2-2. Changeup got him swinging. There it is. That gorgeous pitch. There's his first strikeout, and there's one away. That change has just been so good all season long. And now with one out and Austin Martin coming in, the infield does come in as well. So infield in for the Rough Riders with one out. And Martin calls time and steps out. It's Duran at third, Ornelas at short, Biggers at second, and Trey Hare at first. Top of the order, first pitch. Low and away. Slider, it's one ball and no strikes. Martin flew out to right field his first time up. 2-for-9 in the series. A two-hit day in game two, the pitch. Check swing and a miss, and a good changeup off the outside corner. 1-1. Reagan's looks in for his sign, the left-hander from the stretch. Chest high, he deals. Fastball, just low of the zone. 2-1. Martin, the Vanderbilt product, faced off against his former college teammate back in 2019, Jack Leiter, yesterday, who was really good in the opener. 2-1. Swing and a miss, and another changeup diving low out of the zone. It's 2-2. Leiter, 8 strikeouts in 5 2/3 innings yesterday, and he got Martin both times he faced him. It's 5 2/3 innings, shutout baseball. Reagan's the 2-2. Changeup popped up sky high in the infield. Biggers, the second baseman, under it. Onto the grass. Makes the two-handed squeeze. Two down, and Edward Julian bats now in the number two spot. Number 30 prospect in the Twins organization. 2-0, Turbo Tubbs out in front. We're in the second. Another arduous inning for Cole Reagan's. His first pitch will be number 44 for him. And he deals. Curveball, strike on the outside edge. Belt high, and it's 0-1. Reagan's has thrown into the 90s in his pitch count multiple times. The offering just slips low of the zone, and it's one ball and one strike. But he's gone deep with a lot of consistency over the course of the season. So he's going to need some quick innings after this one. 1-1 pitch. Fastball lined to second. Biggers down to his knees. He makes the catch hip high. Nice play by Jax Biggers off to his right, and a sinking line drive right to the second baseman. He makes the backhanded catch, and the inning comes to a close in the second. No runs, a hit, an error, a runner left stranded. Rough Riders still trail 2-0 as we roam to the top of the third on the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the Dallas Black Giants to the Diamond this season at Riders Field. Debuting on Juneteenth, help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Is this what you deal with when trying to enjoy the outdoors with your family and friends? Hi, this is Dennis Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. No one likes mosquitoes, and they carry diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Our mosquito suppression service provides the most effective mosquito control so you can get back to enjoying the outdoors. Visit GoAnteater.com to schedule your mosquito suppression service today. When it comes to protecting your family, trust the professionals at ABC.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top three in Wichita, Kansas, on the bank of the Arkansas River here at Riverfront Stadium. Johnny Ornelas, top of the order, leads it off for the Rough Riders against Matt Cantorino, who's back into his wind in the pitch. Ornelas watches just outside with a fastball, and it's one ball and no strikes. Zach Bigley alongside you. Very happy to have you along. It is a perfect day for baseball after it's been a little chilly and rainy the last couple days. 1-0 toss. Swing and a miss out in front of a good changeup, and it's 1-1. And the Rough Riders trying to pierce the scoreboard against Cantorino, who stranded the bases loaded back in the second. 1-1. Fly in the air down the right side, foul territory. Wallner a long run, still going, nearing the warning track, and he pulls up. It hits off the base of the wall in the warning track. And foul territory. One ball, two strikes. Cantorino doesn't allow a lot of hits, and he hasn't allowed one so far to the Rough Riders. The bases were loaded on three walks in the second inning. Cantorino entering into this one, holding opponents to a 140 batting average against. Two nothing, Frisco trails. Cantorino looks over his glove and offers it. Misses down low with a change. Two balls, two strikes to Ornelas, who had another two-hit game in the opener before getting the day off in the second game of the series. Leads all Rough Riders players with 18 multi-hit games. The offering, swing and a miss. Change up, down low and inside. He strikes out Ornelas. And there's the third strikeout for Cantorino. All three have come against the top three in the order. Ornelas, Martinez, and Krim have all whipped. And here is J.P. Martinez. Boy, that changeup, as we get another look on the stream, is just filthy. The pitch in. Swing and a miss. Martinez out in front on a first pitch change, and it's 0-1. A lot of fade arm side for the right-hander, throwing it down low and inside to the right-handed batter. The pitch. A line drive in a right field for a base hit. Martinez elongated the swing on a slider and served it up in a right field pull side for a base hit. Martinez with a one-out single. It's the first hit for the Rough Riders today. That brings Blaine Krim to the plate. Riders trailing 2-0. Krim a strikeout looking back in the first inning. Sat down on three pitches by Cantorino. This will be the 40th pitch by the right-hander. He deals. Slaps it foul into the net right side. 0-1. Krim 0-for-8 to start the series. He's walked a couple times. And he enters in a 15-game on base streak. Season long for Krim. Right-hander readies. And deals home. Martinez takes off. Swing and a miss. Throw down to second. Not in time. Martinez swipes base number 15 on the season. And it's 0-2 on Krim. Another runner in scoring position for the Rough Riders. And a good man to have up in Krim, who's second on the team in RBIs with 34. One behind Dustin Harris, who leads with 35. Ready from the stretch. 0-2 pitch to Krim. Way outside with the slider. One ball, two strikes. It's a wind surge team that's last in the Texas League, only having caught seven men stealing all season. Rough Riders are next, though. Just nine caught stealings as a team this year. 1-2. Chopper out to short. Martin waits on it. Fields chest high. Couple crow hops. Slings it on to first and gets Krim. Two outs. brings Ezekiel Duran in. 2-0, Riders trail. Top of the third inning. Two outs, runner at second. Ezekiel Duran walked to lead things off in the second on four pitches. You never want to walk three in an inning, but I guess the good news, if you're looking at it from Cantorino's perspective, you had 2 4-pitch walks and 1 5-pitch walk. First pitch, swing and a foul back into Camargo's glove on a high fastball, and it's 0-1. So it's not like he wasted any time. He really just let him have the base. Didn't drive up that pitch count. 0-1. High and outside, 1-1. And interesting to see the 3 balls already put on the ground by the Rough Riders in this game. Entering into the game, Cantorino had just a 22% ground ball rate as a pitcher. The pitch, swing and a miss. Good slider off the outside corner. He's ahead 1-2 with 2 outs. Over 60% of the balls put in play against him have been in the air. He's lived up in the zone, which is surprising for a guy with a really good changeup. He lets go the 1-2. Blowing away. Missed with that change, and it's 2-2. Rough Riders trying to find the scoreboard here in the top of the third with Martinez at second base. The 2-2. Fouled away. Off the right side, out of play, and it's still 2-2. Rough Riders 0 for 4 with runners in scoring position to start things in this game 3 of the 6-game series. 2-0, wind surge down in front. Cantorino from the stretch. The 2-2. This is up high. 3-2. Must be the 7th pitch coming from Cantorino to Duran. It's by far the longest at-bat that any Rough Riders player has had today. Cantorino from the stretch. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Blew a fastball by him. Duran sat down on the 4th strikeout from Cantorino, and the side is retired in the 3rd. No runs, a hit, no errors, and 1 runner left on base. Cole Reagan's back to the mound in the home half of the 3rd when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
Little Sweet!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Little Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Carpetech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpetech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
Time for the bottom of the 3rd on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Cole Reagans deals with Jair Camargo to start things off in the 3rd. And the first pitch, this is outside with a curveball, 1-0. 2-0, Turbo Tubbs out in front of the Rough Riders. Reagans winds back in the 1-0. On the outside edge for a called strike, 1-1. Well, Turbo Tubbs is the alternate identity that they play as every Thursday here at home. A 1-1. Slap foul just over the Riders' dugout right side. Clips the netting, and it's 1-2. And the Turbo Tubbs was actually the runner-up in the name last year after Wind Surge won. Pitch home. Curveball cut on and missed in the dirt. First strike three. Watley picks it out of the dirt. And he throws on down to first to get Jair Camargo. One out here in the third. It's the second strikeout for Cole Riggins. 2-0. Turbo Tubbs out in front. Matt Wallner hits, who singled back in the first. This franchise came from New Orleans. The New Orleans Zephyrs then became the New Orleans Baby Cakes. Pitch to Wallner. Fastball rides inside. It's one ball and no strikes. And so the owner decided that instead of going with Turbo Tubbs, which is a little bit off the wall, the 1-0, change up, check swing, and he was able to hold up, just missing low of the zone, two balls, no strikes. They went with the safer pick in Wind Surge because Baby Cakes got a little bit of backlash when they changed to that name in New Orleans. 2-0 toss. Wallner fouls it straight back. Two balls, one strike now in the left-handed batter. So the name Turbo Tubbs has a very interesting, I guess, history to it, as it kind of takes everything in Wichita and pulls it into one big name. 2-1. Slap foul, left side. Hits off the tarp down the left field line in foul territory. Two balls, two strikes now. Well, the big part of the name, Tubbs, comes from what's actually going on starting tomorrow here in Wichita, and that's Riverfest, which is a big music festival and all-around festival that happens yearly. Reagan's the 2-2. Curveball just caught a piece of it, fouling it off the ground back behind home. Still two balls, two strikes with one out. Bases clear, 2-0. Turbo Tubbs lead it here in the third. And it comes from an old tradition that isn't done anymore. The 2-2 from Reagan's. Curveball, cut on and missed. Strike three. Got him under the hands, and that's his third strikeout. Two outs here in the third inning for Chris Williams. Riders trailing 2-0. What they used to do is they would take porcelain bathtubs and they would erase them in the Arkansas River while floating in them. And so that's where the name Tubbs comes from. It was an old tradition here in Wichita. Pitch to Williams. A line drive hits softly out into left field. Harris under it. He makes the catch, and it's an easy 1-2-3 inning for Cole Riggins here in the third. We'll finish that story on the history behind the name Turbo Tubbs when we come back. Top half of the fourth inning next. Riders trailing 2-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The month of June features just one full homestand, but it's sure to be just as memorable. On June 14th, it's Super Splash Day, presented by Olsen, with water inflatables in the park for a 12:05 first pitch. Kevin Minch appears at Riders Field for Texas Baseball Legends. The Whataburger Food Bank Night is on June 18th, with post-game fireworks. Then, on June 19th, the Dallas Black Giants commemorate Juneteenth on Father's Day as they take Riders Field for the first time.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores! A Little League home run for Johnny Ornelas.
Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Top half of the fourth inning coming your way here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Dustin Harris starts things off for Frisco on the top of the fourth inning. Rough Riders looking for some runs. They've been held to just one hit so far and stranded four on the base paths against Matt Cantorino. Dustin Harris, Trey Hare, Matt Watley, it's 5, 6, and 7 for Frisco. Two runs, three hits for the Turbo Tubbs. No runs on one hit for the Rough Riders. Harrison from the left side against the right-hander, who's back into his wind, and he pitches home. A hard line drive right to first base. Dennis Ortega spears it out of the air, chest high, and one pitch. Dustin Harris is out number one.
The first baseman.
That brings up Trey Hare. Just perfect positioning for Ortega. One out, top four. Hare reached on a fielder's choice his last time up. First pitch, he shows bunt. Pulls back, takes down low and inside, 1-0. Well, we were talking about the Turbo Tubs and kind of the history behind that name. Let's finish up that story. We mentioned the Tubs portion comes from racing porcelain bathtubs down the river here. The pitch, a swing and a miss, and a good changeup low and away to the left-handed batter. And it's now 1-1, I should say. Well, the Turbo portion of the name is because Wichita is one of the airplane capitals of the country. Boeing used to be headquartered here. 1-1. Line drive up the middle. That's into center. Trey Hare smacks it right back where it came from. Straight back up the box. And he picks up a single to center field. One out, base knock. Second hit for the Rough Riders. Matt Watley bats. Riders trailing 2-0. So the Turbo portion of the name is because of the airplanes. And then there's a few more different things that have to do with the logo. Pitch in to Watley is high and inside. 1-1, no strikes. A couple portions of the logo. One, there's a sail. Well, if you look beyond right field here at Riverfront Stadium, across the river, the 1-0, bowed straight back, and it's 1-1. You can see a sailboat just on the other side of the bridge that's right down the right field line. That's a sailboat that won the National Sailboat Championship back in the 80s. The exact same boat, and that's an homage to the sail on the logo. 1-1. Fly ball down the right field line. This one twists foul into the seats. 1-1, two strikes, I should say. The logo is an homage to that sailboat over there. And then if you look on the logo as well, it appears that there's a troll in the middle of the logo. And that's an homage to, if you go about a mile downriver, there's a mural of a troll under a bridge. 1-2. Misses low, and it's 2-2 two strikes on Watley. And that's a well-known mural here in Wichita. So the Turbo Tubs, both the logo and the name, kind of all-encompassing of all the wonderful things here in this area in Wichita, especially here in downtown. But instead of Turbo Tubs, they went with Wind Surge. And now it's every Thursday. The Wind Surge will play as the Turbo Tubs. The 2-2. Watley swings, puts it in the air. Foul again, right side. And it's still 2-2, two strikes. Cantorino's pitch count continues to climb. His next pitch will be number 61 for him. Air leads from first. 2-2 once again. Watley sends it high in the air and right to center fielder Deshaun Kersey Jr. Back one step, reaches his glove skyward, makes the catch. Two outs. One out single, a fly out from Watley, and then Josh Stowers stands in now for Frisco. 2-0, Wichita leads. Cantorino peers in for his sign. Right-hander readies and deals in. High and inside, 1-1, no strikes. We've given some fun stories about Matt Cantorino, but one of my favorites that we were able to dig up with a little bit of research, the 1-0. On the inside corner for a strike, it's 1-1. He is obsessed with the candy Pez for whatever reason. He only allows himself to eat the candy during the regular season, not during spring training, not during the offseason. The 1-1. A foul ball back into Camargo's glove, and it's 1-2. He keeps a 5-pound bag of Pez with him during the season. And he even has a power rankings of the 6 original flavors, with lemon being the best in his opinion. The 1-2. Check swing, and he fouls it off back behind home. Still 1-2 on Stowers. Love the little idiosyncrasies of starting pitchers especially. And for Cantorino, it's his 5-pound bag of Pez. Gotta wonder if he eats it out of the Pez dispenser every time or if he just eats the candy by itself. He's ready. And the 1-2. Change up inside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Good crowd on hand here in Wichita on a Thursday. All around the seating bowl and out in right center field in this 360-degree concourse. The 2-2. High and outside, ball four. That was the 3-2, beg your pardon. And Josh Stowers is aboard with a two-out walk. And Trey Hare is on at second base. So runners at first and second with two outs, and Jax Biggers climbs in now. Time called, and here comes manager Ramon Borrego. He's going to go get the right-hander. Cantorino has thrown shutout baseball so far, but gives up a couple base runners here in the fourth inning, and he is done as he jogs off the field quickly. Jax Biggers will face a new man out of the bullpen. We'll introduce you to him when we come back. Riders trailing 2-0. We'll step aside from Wichita on the Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field. Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run. Let's ride.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The month of June features just one full homestand, but it's sure to be just as memorable. On June 14th, it's Super Splash Day, presented by Olsen, with water inflatables in the park for a 12:05 first pitch. Kevin Minch appears at Riders Field for Texas Baseball Legends. The Whataburger Food Bank Night is on June 18th, with post-game fireworks. Then, on June 19th, the Dallas Black Giants commemorate Juneteenth on Father's Day as they take Riders Field for the first time.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores! A Little League home run for Johnny Ornelas.
Let's ride.
With love.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
With the love.
Matt Cantorino done after 3 2/3 innings. Rough Riders with runners at first and second, two outs in the top of the fourth inning, trailing 2-0, and Melvin Acosta comes out of the bullpen. Jax Biggers, the left-handed batter, faces the righty on the mound with a good chance for the Riders to pierce the scoreboard, trailing 2-0. Biggers 0-for-1 today. Acosta steps off. Biggers flew out to right field with the bases loaded and two outs back in the second on a wonderful catch-up against the wall by Matt Wallner. Acosta, the 27-year-old, from the stretch, and the righty's first pitch on the way. Fastball grounded out in front of home, barehanded by Camargo, the catcher. He flicks it onto first and gets Biggers for the final out. A one pitch, all Acosta needs. 2-3 put out, and the Riders turned away 0-for-6 with runners in scoring position today. No runs on a hit, no errors, two left on base. They've stranded 6 so far through 4 innings, and they trail 2-0. We go to the bottom of the fourth next here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday with half-price drink specials from 6 to 8 p.m. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Whataburger, how do you make something that's already fresh even fresher? By adding fresh new things, like crisp pico de gallo for a little kick, and creamy cilantro lime sauce for that extra whoa. And pepper jack cheese because, of course, all on top of two fresh beef patties or with chicken on a brioche bun. Whataburger's limited time pico de gallo burger and new pico de gallo chicken sandwiches. Good thing for fresh things. Good thing there's Whataburger.
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Cole Reagans just misses outside with a changeup to Dennis Ortega, and it's 1-0. He winds back in the 1-0 pitch, a swing and a miss. Another change. And the count goes to 1-1. Rough Riders trailing 2-0, home half of the fourth inning here in Wichita. 1-1 pitch from Reagans. Another change. This one misses low and outside. Two balls, one strike. Two runs in the bottom half of the first inning for Wichita against Reagans. He's settled in since. 2-1. Just slips inside with a fastball. Three balls, one strike. Reagans with a really nice 1-2-3 third inning with a couple punch-outs. He needed that quick inning, and he got it. Just 11 pitches. Pitch count still a little bit alarmingly high for this juncture of the game, starting the fourth inning. He deals in the 3-1. It's fouled back to the screen, 3-2. Next pitch will be number 63 for Reagans. Ortega, the right-handed batter, the payoff pitch. Inside with a fastball for ball four. Reagans starts off the inning with a leadoff walk. Andrew Bechtold bats now. Only three hits, all three of them. Four hits. Three of them came in the first. Reagan's ready from the stretch. He offers. On the inside corner. Slider for a strike, and it's 0-1. Belt high. Bechtold to ground out to third his first time up to his defensive counterpart, Duran. Reagan's the 0-1. Chopper, slow roller, third base side. Duran comes up, bare hands, on to first. Got him. Boy, that's a great play by Ezekiel Duran. A bare-handed play, and he got it on to first to get Bechtold. Ortega down to second, and there's one out. Can't do it much better as a third baseman. Great first step, charging in. Down with the bare hand with his momentum, carrying him off towards first base and to the plate. He threw sidearm, submarine style, to Trey Hare. Round number one. Duran, the third base with a nice play, and now it's Deshaun Kersey. First pitch. Curveball, strike, inside corner, and it's 0-1. Kersey singled to left field to start off the second. Stole second. Reached third on a throwing error on that stolen base by Matt Watley, the Riders' catcher, and was stranded at third base. Reagans goes back behind the mound, takes a breath. 0-1. Curveball, inside corner, a strike, 0-2. Really interesting talking to Reagans yesterday before the ballgame about how his mindset has changed over the course of even this season. He's ready from the stretch in the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with the curveball down low, and he struck him out. Three straight curves, and he picks out punch out number four. Good 12-6 curve, diving low of the zone. Kersey couldn't find it. Leobaldo Cabrera bats now. Cabrera 0-1 with a strikeout. Runner at second, two outs here in the fourth. Reagan's ready from the stretch, and the left-hander fires in. on the outside corner for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Reagan said when he came up, he had the same mindset he did in high school. He wanted to strike everybody out. He feels like he's matured a lot since then. The pitch outside. 1-1. Of course, you imagine he would. Reagan's now 24 years old. No longer the 18-year-old he was coming out of high school. 1-1. Low, and it's 2-1. But he said feels like he's where he wants to be in terms of pitching to contact and trying to go deeper in ball games. And while that has been not necessarily the case here in this one today, he's really lived by that well this year. He pitches. Swing and a miss. Good changeup off the outside corner and low. And it's 2-2 now on Cabrera. We've certainly seen that. Reagan's from the stretch. The 2-2 to Cabrera. Changeup in the air. Shallow right center field. Martinez back into the alley. He's under it. Makes the catch. And the side comes to a close here in the fourth. So a leadoff walk. And it's stranded at second base. Into the top of the fifth inning. Rough Riders still down 2-0 as the score holds on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win.
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, then creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Good thing that dilemma's over. Good thing there's the patty melt at Whataburger.
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches.
How ruthless baseball can be.
No. I love the game so much.
The talented guys that are here.
Get an in-depth look around the Riders as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top five, top of the order for the Rough Riders. Johnny Ornelas leads it off, followed by J.P. Martinez and Blaine Krim. Rough Riders trailing 2-0, as they have been the entirety of this one, with two runs in the first for the win surge. First pitch, high and tight to Ornelas, and it's 1-0. Melvin Acosta with his first inning clean. He came in just through one pitch to retire Jax Biggers for the final out of the fourth, relieving Matt Canarino, the starter. 1-0. Fouled back. Got a big piece of Camargo, the catcher, and it's 1-1. Melvin Acosta, a 27-year-old, spent some time near in Wichita last year. Just one game. And then started the season in Cedar Rapids this year at the high A level and dominated a 1.47 ERA. 1-1 off the outside corner. 2-1. It's his season debut here in Double A today. Right-hander looks in. From the stretch, he delivers home the 2-1. Ornelas fouls it at the plate, and it's 2-2. Rough Riders, I'm sure, very happy to see Cantorino out of the ballgame as he allowed just two hits to Frisco in shutout baseball over 3 2/3 innings. Try to get to Acosta, who's back up to Double A after one appearance last year in which he threw three innings. He offers in. Ornelas chops it out to third. High hop for Bechtold, chest high. Slings it sidearm onto first. Gets Ornelas. One away. Ornelas 0 for 3 today. He entered hitting 349, the second leading hitter in the Texas League. And J.P. Martinez climbs in now, is 1 for 2, collecting his first hit of the series. Martinez entered in hitting 291. 8 homers, 17 knocked in. Pitch home. Down low and inside from Acosta. It's one ball, no strikes. Acosta, Venezuelan native. Martinez, a native of Cuba, out in Guantanamo. Pull side shift on the infield for the left-handed batter. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Changeup off the outside corner. One ball and one strike. Martinez stole second base in the third and was stranded right there. The Rough Riders have had a runner at second in the second, third, and fourth innings. The pitch. Chopper off the end of the bat. Foul up the first baseline. One ball, two strikes. That was after a 1-2-3 first from Cantorino. Frisco has had their opportunities in this one. They've stranded 6 base runners over their last 3 innings offensively. 1-2. Martinez takes low and inside of the dirt. Breaking ball out of the hand of Acosta. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Cole Reagan's on the other end, allowing both runs in the first, and he's settled down ever since. 2-2. Martinez puts it foul over the netting, back behind home. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes. Rough Riders so far today, 0 for 6 with runners in scoring position. The offering in, just inside, didn't miss by much. The at least a 7-pitch plate appearance for J.P. Martinez. 3 balls, 2 strikes to him. That's the portion of the order the Rough Riders would love to get going in this series. They did not in yesterday's game. The pitch is fouled back, and it's still 3 balls, 2 strikes. Really, they didn't in game one either. The top 6 in the order have been the catalyst all season long for Frisco. Justin Foscue is now on the injured list. Hopefully he'll be back for that series in Amarillo. So it's really just the top 5 now with Ornelas, Martinez, Krim, Duran, and Harris. 3-2. Outside, ball 4. Martinez coaxes his second walk of the series. He's aboard for the second time today, and that brings Blaine Krim to the plate. When you talk about the top of the order, it's been Blaine Krim and J.P. Martinez who love to ignite things here in this series. Martinez started 0 for his first 9, and Blaine Krim is currently 0 for his first 9 in the series. Acosta's pitch, high and away, 1 ball, no strikes. So unlike Blaine Krim, and of course, everyone goes through these stretches in the season, and Krim had been hotter than a pistol until this stretch, riding a 15-game on-base streak. 1-0 toss. He takes inside. 2 balls, no strikes. And as the calendar flips from May to June, he hopes to keep going what he had in May as he finished off top 10 in OPS in the Texas League. Second on the Rough Riders, just behind the man who is behind him in the order, Ezekiel Duran. 2-0. Runner takes off, pitches high. Camargo's throw to second, not in time. Not even close. Martinez with his second steal today. 16 on the season now, and it's 3-0 to Blaine Krim. The Rough Riders with another golden opportunity to score with one out and a runner at second. Krim has been green light on 3-0 many times this year, sitting on 10 home runs. The 3-0. He swings, fouls it back behind home. And it's 3 balls, 1 strike now. Big hack from Krim. Krim finished May with a 1,096 OPS. 8 home runs, tied for most in the league, and top 10 in all of minor league baseball. Acosta delivers in the 3-1. Line into shallow right field. Waller coming in, and he makes the catch chest high. So Krim hit it hard. Right at Matt Wallner. Two outs. Ezekiel Duran climbs in now. He's 0 for 1 with a walk. Two nothing. Rough Riders trail. Top of the fifth inning. Game three of the series. Acosta from the stretch, and he deals in. A line drive past the first baseman, Ortega the opposite way, down into the corner. Martinez around third. He comes in to score. Duran up to second. He stops right there with his 23rd double of the year. An RBI knock puts the Rough Riders on the board. They now trail 2-1. Ezekiel Duran ties Matt Olson with his 23rd double of the year. The lead in all of professional baseball. Matt Olson of the Atlanta Braves has five doubles in his last four games to take the lead over Duran. He had 23 entering today, and there's the 23rd double for Duran. He's at second with two outs. Dustin Harris bats down. Time called. Harris steps out. 23 doubles over 48 games for the Rough Riders now. If he were to play this entire season, that would be 66 doubles, which would be a franchise record at the pace he's going right now. He is on some kind of tear. Two-one, Riders trail. Pitch to Harris. A line drive softly hit out to short. Backhanded stab, Austin Martin to his right. He makes the catch. A shoestring grab on a softly hit ball off the end of the bat. And the side comes to a close in the fifth inning. Rough Riders on the board, though. One run on one hit. No errors. Runner left stranded. Ezekiel Duran with an RBI double. And the Rough Riders now trail 2-1 as we go to the home half of the fifth on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ballgame with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three called. This one's over.
Let's ride.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
On the first pitch of the bottom half of the fifth inning, Austin Martin hits a foul ball off the end of the bat on a changeup and shatters his bat. He's left with only the handle in his hand. Went right off the end of the bat. And the barrel of the bat went off to the left side. The ball went off to the right side. A foul ball, and it's 0-1. Reagan's back into his wind, and the pitch inside. One ball and one strike. We're underway in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Rough Riders with a run in the top half of the fifth, and they trail 2-1. 1-1 toss. Reagan's pierces the outer edge. Slider for a strike, and it's 1-2. Cole Reagan's has really settled down since that first inning. Just one hit allowed since. 1-2. Outside. Curveball missing. Two balls, two strikes. Had one hit in the second, a 1-2-3 third. He allowed just one base runner in the fourth. 2-2. Hard grounder up the middle, right to the shortstop, Johnny Ornelas, who collects, throws on to first He gets his defensive counterpart, Austin Martin, for the first down. Edward Julian, the batter. Julian. 2-1, Turbo Tubbs lead. Julian walked and scored in the first. He lined out to second in the second inning. Reagans delivers home. Check swing. Strike called anyway with a slider on the outside edge, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders trying to win the third game of this series. 0-1. Swing and a miss. A lot of depth on that slider. Low in the zone, 0-2. This is what we've seen at times from Reagans, is really settles in and gets comfortable. 0-2. Off the outside corner of the dirt with a slider and misses, and it's one ball and two strikes. We haven't seen a lot of first inning runs allowed by Reagans, but once he gets into his groove, he is really tough. And he is certainly in one right now. The 1-2. Swing and a miss off the outside corner with the curveball. He struck him out. Fifth strikeout for Cole Reagans, two away. This is the Cole Reagans we expected to see. Left on left, curveball off the outside corner, and Julian had no chance. Jair Camargo, the batter now, right-handed hitter. First pitch. Dots the outside edge. 0-1. Reagan's RBI double for Jair Camargo in the first. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Curveball down low and inside. 0-2. And Reagan struck him out in the third. Camargo, three hits so far in this series. Two two-run home runs and an RBI double. Reagans likes the sign, peels back in the 0-2. Curveball whacked in the air, foul right side over the netting. And it's still 0-2. Riders trailing 2-1 here in the bottom of the fifth. Reagans working on five strikeouts. He deals just down low and inside. One ball, two strikes. This might be his final inning as he winds back in the 1-2. Just off the outside corner, he bounces up and down, not getting the call from home plate umpire Willie Traynor. 2-2. Missed with the slider that time. He rocks back again, and the 2-2. Curveball grounded foul, third baseline, and it's still 2-2. This is exactly what Reagans didn't want, as a long at-bat to Camargo, as he's starting to get up there in the pitch count just a little bit. Here comes pitch number 88, the offering. A swing and a miss, struck him out. Curveball bounced in the dirt. Camargo strikes out for K number 6 for Cole Reagans. If he's done now, it was a great end to his start. He retires the last six he sees with three strikeouts over that stretch. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Cole Reagans, six Ks over five innings, allowing two runs. Riders trail 2-1 as we go to the top of the sixth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, then creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you?
maybe you just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Good thing that dilemma's over. Good thing there's the Patty Melt at Whataburger.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Trey Harris starts things off for the Rough Riders in the top of the sixth, trailing 2-1. First pitch, swing and a miss, elevated fastball, and it's 0-1. Melvy Acosta still out there. A right-hander deals with Hare after allowing the first run for the Rough Riders back in the fifth. 0-1. Outside. Ball and a strike. Hare a single up the middle into center back in the fourth. He's 1-for-2. 1-1 his way. Chopper right side. Julian, the second baseman, fields. Soft toss onto first, and he gets Trey Hare. One out in the sixth inning for Matt Wadley. Frisco trailing 2-1. Two runs, three hits, no errors for the Turbo Tubs. One run, three hits, and one error for the Rough Riders. Pitch to Wadley. Slips low and away, and it's 1-ball and no strikes. Rough Riders do have action out of their bullpen, so that's probably the end of the day for Cole Reagans. The pitch, high and inside. 2 balls, no strikes. It's a right-hander loosening. 2-0. Top of the zone for a strike. 2-1. Tough to tell who it is warming up out there. It looks like it might be Tim Brennan. His bullpens are beyond right center field and a long ways away. 2-1. Crushed in the air to center, sending Kersey back a couple steps, but a lot of room out there, and he makes the catch. Fly ball out to center off the bat of Matt Wadley, and Josh Stowers makes his way in. 2 outs. Top of the sixth inning. Riders trailing 2-1. Couple walks for Stowers. 6 walks. Here in the series. The pitch. Swing and a miss. 0-1. 6 walks. And just 3 official at-bats. He's also been hit. 0-1. Down low and inside. It's 1 ball and 1 strike now to the Riders right fielder. 1-1. High and away. 2 balls, 1 strike. Stowers entered into today with 17 walks on the year. 2-1. Top of the zone, a called strike with a breaking ball, 2-2. And so that means entering into this series, he had just 13 walks to his bottom third on the Rough Riders. 2-2. Checks up inside, and it's 3 balls, 2 strikes. Really tough month of May, and as the calendar turns, Stowers really hopes to turn things around. 3-2. Hit off the fist, pop up into shallow right field, long run for the second baseman, Julian, and it drops in. A base hit for Josh Stowers. Didn't hit it hard, just a lofty single out into right field, and just a perfect placement as nobody was there to try and make the catch. It was the first baseman Ortega, second baseman Julian, and Matt Wallner, the right fielder, who were all converging, and there's nothing anybody could do. And with 2 outs, a single, Jax Biggers due up, and another pitching change as Ramon Borrego, the manager, is out of the dugout, and he's going to take the ball from his right-hander. So another pitching change, and we'll step aside. Rough Riders trailing 2-1, and Jax Biggers a good chance to keep things going and try and take the lead even to put Cole Reagans in a good spot to pick up the win. Riders down 2-1. We're in the top half of the sixth inning. We'll introduce you to the new pitcher for the Wind Surge when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball requires balance at the plate and on the plate to win. That's why winning players choose Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win.
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball. The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the Dallas Black Giants to the Diamond this season at Riders Field. Debuting on Juneteenth, help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Another two-out pitching change, second time in the last three innings for the Windsurge. They bring in Arjenis Angula out of the bullpen. That's Arjenis Angula. Beg your pardon. Josh Stowers singled. He's at first base. Riders trailing 2-1 in the top of the sixth. Then Jax Biggers makes his way in from the left side. The right-hander Angula trying to get out of the inning. From the stretch, he pitches home. Stowers takes off. A breaking ball for a strike in the outside corner. It's 0-1. No throw down to second. So a stolen base for Josh Stowers, his 10th of the year after 20 steals last year. 0-1 on Jax Biggers. Arjenis Angula from the stretch. He deals. Off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. A 28-year-old right-hander, 6'3". 225 pounds, former draft pick of the Cleveland Indians at the time back in 2014, now the Guardians out of Ranger College. He looks back towards second. Stowers back in. Originally a Venezuelan native, but he was drafted. Making his 13th appearance out of the bullpen for Wichita this year, he's had a tough season. 1-1. Fouled back. 1-2. A 9 ERA for him in 12 outings. He's allowed 13 earned over his 13 innings. 20 strikeouts, 12 walks. It's been the tough part for him, and opponents hitting .339 against him. He surrendered 3 home runs this year. 1-2 on Biggers. He offers. Grounded foul right side. Still 1 ball and 2 strikes. Those 20 strikeouts in 13 innings. Impressive stuff, though. Spent last year with AAA Las Vegas. The year before that, he was still with the Cleveland organization in 2019. Right-hander looks in from the stretch. He has his sign slightly open. And the 1-2. Curveball, low and away. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Riders and Turbo Tubbs both with 4 hits now tonight. Riders trailing by a run. Runner in scoring position, a good opportunity with 2 outs. 2-2 on Jax Biggers, looking for his first hit of the season, playing in his second game. The 2-2. High and tight. Throw down to second on the back pick, and Stowers is back in. 3-2 on Biggers with the top of the order and Johnny Ornelas waiting on deck. Biggers with a slightly open stance. 25-year-old at the plate. Pitch home. Grounded foul. Right side. It's still 3 balls, 2 strikes. Looks like Biggers got a piece of his foot. And he's going to walk it off. Jared Gettert, Riders manager, comes down the line, asks if he's okay. Biggers said he's all right, just going to walk it off. Just a little bit of pain. Biggers, tough guy, super athlete. He stands back in. 0-2 day for him so far. Got robbed on a flyout to the wall in right field when Wallner made the catch. And grounded out to the catcher. Camargo on a dribbler out in front of home. 3-2 his way. He fouls it back just up over the netting and hits off the facing of the press box off to our left and down below into the seating bowl. Matt scramble for the baseball. And an elderly fan in a Royals Lorenzo Cain jersey picks up the baseball. There's some good jerseys here around the seating bowl. There's saw a Mariners Ichiro jersey earlier. Of course, this is Kansas City Royals territory here in Wichita. 3-2 again to Biggers. Here she comes. Down low and inside. Ball four. Runners at first and second now with two outs in the sixth. And top of the order in Johnny Ornelas. A good chance to tie it up with a base hit with Stower's great speed at second. Ornelas 0 for 3. A fly out to left. A strikeout and a ground out to third is three trips. Good speed on the base pass. Riders trailing 2-1 as we play in the top of the sixth. And time called. Pitch clock violation. That goes on Angula, and it's one ball and no strikes. First one we've seen here in this series. 1-0 on Ornelas. Angula ready from the stretch. The offering in. Just outside, 2-0. Ornelas in a good count. Facing a man in Angula who has a lot of control issues. Great part of the order up for Frisco. Here's the 2-0 from the righty. Breaking ball dips low the zone, and it's three balls and no strikes. Ornelas, for as good as he's been this season, because he's been in the top of the order for more majority of the year, he only has 19 RBIs this season. An infield RBI single yesterday. 3-0. He swings, sends it high in the air, shallow right field. Wallner charging in. The right fielder under it. He calls everyone off, makes the catch, and the side comes to a close for the Rough Riders. Frisco gets a couple aboard, but they strand him. No runs on a hit. No errors and two left on the base paths. The Rough Riders still trail 2-1 as we go to the home half of the sixth inning here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Carpetech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpetech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
The month of June features just one full homestand, but it's sure to be just as memorable. On June 14th, it's Super Splash Day, presented by Olsen, with water inflatables in the park for a 12:05 first pitch. Kevin Minch appears at Riders Field for Texas Baseball Legends. The Whataburger Food Bank Night is on June 18th, with post-game fireworks. Then, on June 19th, the Dallas Black Giants commemorate Juneteenth on Father's Day as they take Riders Field for the first time.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores! A Little League home run for Johnny Ornelas.
Let's ride.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday with half-price drink specials from 6 to 8 p.m. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Tim Brennan out of the Riders' bullpen as we go to the home half of the sixth inning. He takes over for Cole Reagans. First man out of the pen for Frisco tonight. Brennan deals with Matt Wallner. Right-hander deals. A swing and a miss by the big, powerful left-hander, and it's 0-1. Wallner 1-for-2 today with an infield single. Brennan back into his wind and deal one. On the inside corner for a strike, 0-2. Cole Reagans allowed two runs in the first and really bounced back well. 0-2. Down low and inside. It's one ball and two strikes. It's easy to look at this start from Reagans and say, well, he allowed two runs over five. How good could he have been? But after that first inning, he was electric. 1-2. Wallner fouls it straight back, and it's still one ball, two strikes. He finishes with a very pretty final line of two runs over five innings, allowing four hits. Struck out six, walked two. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Change up low. Brennan picks up the strikeout of Matt Wallner. First strikeout for Brennan. Seventh strikeout for Riders pitching tonight. Chris Williams stands in now from the right side. Riders trailing 2-1. Chris Williams. Tim Brennan working out of the Rough Riders bullpen. He deals in. Slider inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. The 25-year-old stands 6'4", 212 pounds. 0-1. Way outside. Missed the breaking ball, and it's one ball, one strike. A Philadelphia native, former seventh-round pick in 2018 by the Rangers. 1-1. Slivers on the upper edge. The fastball for a strike at 94, and it's 1-2. Brennan has been good, making his fourth appearance for the Rough Riders this year. 1-2. Just outside. Cutter, and it's two balls, two strikes. 1-0 with a 1.42 ERA, surrendering just a run in 6 1/3. He shivers home the 2-2. Broken bat roller past the mound, out to second. Biggers has it. He fields, throws on to first, and gets Williams. Two away. Boy, that's a really nice play by Brennan. As a right-hander, he is throwing and then falling off the mound to his left. And he probably could have reached down and grabbed that ball, but knowing where his defense was positioned, knowing Biggers was right there, he pulled his glove back, and that allowed Biggers to come up and make the play. First pitch to Ortega, fastball high and away, and it's 1-0. How often do you see a pitcher reach down, the ball gets deflected off the tip of his glove, and it ends up being a base hit? 1-0. On the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1. And so often you hear about pitchers talking about trusting their defense by pitching to contact. And Brennan there trusting his defense literally. 1-1. Inside. And it's two balls, one strike. And Brennan is working at an ultra-fast pace right now as he looks in for his sign and the 2-1 on the way. Slider inside corner for a strike. 2-2. He's gone to the slider, he's gone to the change, and he's gone to the fastball so far. Two up, two down. He has him 2-2 on Ortega. And the offering in. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with the change. 1-2-3. Breezy inning for Tim Brennan with a pair of strikeouts. What a frame. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. We're into the top of the seventh. Riders trailing by a tally 2-1 on the Riders Baseball Network. It's time to stretch it out.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big at Brighton, North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
First pitch high and tight to J.P. Martinez. It's 1-0. Angula looks in for a sign. The right-hander's got it. And the 1-0. On the inside edge, a called strike. Counts even at 1-1. Top half of the seventh inning as the sun starts to set here in Wichita, Kansas. Zach Bigley with you. Rough Riders trailing 2-1 to Wichita. Angula has his sign and the 1-1 pitch. Cut and a miss by Martinez. 1-2. One for two day for Martinez with a walk, a run scored, a couple steals. He's doing what Martinez usually does. Impacts the game in a lot of different ways. Angula from the stretch with nobody aboard. He kicks home the 1-2. Grounder foul right side. Off the facing of the Rough Riders dugout. Still 1-2. 2-3-4 for the Riders here in the seventh. Martinez, Krim, and Duran. Angula, third pitcher used today by the wind surge. He offers in the 1-2. Misses outside, 2-2. Matt Cantorino went 3 2/3 shutout in his start. That was expected. He's on a short pitch count because of his elbow injuries that he had last year. He's working his way back. Melvi Acosta went 2 innings. And now Angula, 2-2. Cut and a miss. Martinez chases high and strikes out. 1 out. First strikeout for Angula. It's the first strikeout since Cantorino whiffed Ezekiel Duran in the third. Play in the top half of the seventh inning. Riders trailing 2-1. And Blaine Krim bats. 0-for-3 day for the Riders' designated hitter. Right on right. First pitch. Slips inside. 1-0. Krim off to a tough start in the series. 0-for-10. Looking to find his way on base to extend his on-base streak to 16 games. 1-0 pitch. High and away. 2-0. Riders have coaxed 5 walks today to go along with their 4 hits. That's led to them stranding 9 on the base pass over their last 5 innings. 2-0. Grimm fouls it away back behind home. And the count goes to 2-1. Krim is a guy who they'd love to get going in this kind of situation. Middle of the order. It's been a huge part of the Riders' offense all season long. 2-1 shuttles in. Clips the outer edge of the knees. A called strike and the count horizons at 2-2. Edge of the sun setting here in Kansas. Still a little bit of light along the sky, but the lights are on here at Riverfront Stadium. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Krim strikes out. Fastball up and away. 2 outs and Ezekiel Duran. In from the right side for the Rough Riders with the bases clear, trailing 2-1. Duran, an RBI double back in the fifth, producing the Riders' only run tonight. The pitch. He swings, charges it down the left field line into the corner. It's down, and it one hops against the fence. Duran speeding on his way to second, and he pulls in with his 24th double of the year. His second two-bagger tonight. He is a machine. Rifled down into the left field corner. Ezekiel Duran. 24 doubles He continues his minor league baseball lead and takes over the major league baseball lead as well. Or I should say professional baseball. He's not quite yet up in the majors, but if he keeps on going the way he is, he won't be far. Time called. Here comes Dan Urbina, pitching coach, out to chat. Ezekiel Duran has doubled twice tonight. He's 2-for-3 with a walk. He has doubled a ridiculous 24 times this season. He led the Texas League with 13 doubles in May. And it's almost like a broken record at this point. Remember, Duran is still just 23 years old. When he starts to fill into his body a little bit, he's a strong young man, don't get me wrong. Starts to put on just a little bit more muscle, those doubles will turn into homers pretty quick. His strikeouts way down this year, 17% strikeout rate, which is well below the league average of 21%. Duran is one heck of a player, a well-deserving number four prospect in the Rangers system. So he's at second with two outs, and here's Dustin Harris, the number six prospect. The pitch. He fouls it away left side, and it's 0-1. That's four consecutive at-bats, including a bunt in his first time up. And Harris has let it loose on the first pitch. 0-2 today with a walk and a couple lineouts. 0-1. Harris takes high and tight. One ball, one strike. 9 home runs for Dustin Harris. 7 in May. And he's homered in consecutive games. Got the day off in game 2 yesterday. 1-1. Outside. 2 balls, 1 strike. Top of the 7th. Riders trailing by a tally. Trying to come back in this one. Durant takes his lead from 2nd. He has great speed. Base hit could tie the game. The pitch. Duran skies it in the air out to left field. Cabrera over. He's under it and makes the catch. Side comes to a close for the Riders in the 7th inning. No runs, a hit. No errors and a runner left stranded. Their 10th runner left aboard today. And it's time to stretch here at Riverfront Stadium. Middle 7. Riders down 2-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride!
Stretch time is over. Back to the action to the bottom of the 7th on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Tim Brennan issues in the first pitch. It's low to Andrew Bechtold. It's 1-0. Riders, a 2-1 deficit, home half of the 7th. Wind back in the 1-0 pitch. Off the outside corner, 2-0. Brennan, a 1-2-3 inning in the 6th with a couple strikeouts. Squares his shoulders to the third base dugout, back into his wind in the 2-0. Swing and a miss. Up and in on the heater, and it's two balls and one strike. Well, Ezekiel Duran with his second double today, his 24th of the season there in the top of the seventh. 2-1. Chopper up over the mound. Ornelas cut off by Biggers. The second baseman tries to get it out of his glove and throw it to first, though he loses the handle. It falls down to the ground. It's a base hit to lead things off for Andrew Bechtel. Ornelas was behind Biggers. He was there to field it as well. Probably an easier play for him with his momentum carrying him over towards first base, but Biggers backhanded it and then couldn't find the handle, losing it on the transfer. And so it's an infield single. Bechtel aboard at first. Deshaun Kersey Jr. bats now. And the first pitch. Just outside, one ball, no strikes. It's the fifth hit today for the Turbo Tubs. Mentioned the double for Ezekiel Duran, 24 on the year. He was trailing only Matt Olson for the Atlanta Braves. The pitch. Down low and inside, two balls, no strikes for the professional baseball lead in doubles. The Braves have 9 runs tonight. And you look at that and you're like, oh boy. He might have had a double. From the stretch, the 2-0. Line foul out of play left side, and it's two balls and one strike. Well, Olson does not have a double today. He doesn't have a hit. He's 0 for 3. He had 5 doubles in his last 4 games entering into the night. But he doesn't have a hit tonight, so Duran has officially taken over the professional baseball lead with his 24 doubles. 2-1. Kersey takes high and away, and it's 3 balls, 1 strike. Feels like every hard hit ball in the outfield, he's automatically going for 2. He has electric speed. Brennan ready in the 3-1 pitch on the way. Swing and a foul off Watley, the Riders' catcher, back behind home. And it's 3 balls, 2 strikes now. Rough Riders in double play, depth up the middle, but pull side shift as well against the left-handed batting Kersey. 3-2, Brennan looks in for his sign. He's got it. Bechtel with his lead at first in the payoff pitch. Bechtel goes, soft roller up the middle. Biggers charges the second baseman, picks, throws. Just got him at first. Nice play by Jax Biggers. Bechtel down to second. And there's one away. Ball was hit so softly just to the right side from our perspective of the mound. Biggers had to charge in, make a nice pick with the glove and flip softly over to first, but with just enough on it in order to make sure he got Kersey. It was a close play. Bechtel running on the play, and even if he hadn't been running, it would have been safe. There's no way Biggers would have had a play at second base. Leobaldo Cabrera now. First pitch. Slider inside, 1-0. 0-2 day for Cabrera. Strikeout and a flyout. Riders trailing 2-1, bottom half of the seventh. And time called. Watley wants to redo the signs, the Riders' catcher. Bechtel at second. Doesn't have elite level speed, but average speed. Brennan kicks, looks back at him. Keeps him close. He knows how important that run is. Turbo Tubbs haven't scored since the first inning. Brennan's 1-0. On the outside edge, fastball for a strike. Count to 1-1. This is a big out to get because Austin Martin is waiting on deck at the top of the order. One ball and one strike. Brennan ready from the stretch. And he kicks and flicks in. Low and away. 2 balls, 1 strike. And Watley, as soon as he caught that baseball, jogs out and will chat with Brennan. Rough Riders got a good start from Cole Reagans, allowing 2 runs over his 5 innings, 6 strikeouts. And now Tim Brennan, after picking up 2 strikeouts in a 1-2-3 sixth, gave up a leadoff infield single in the seventh, and a Mariner in scoring position now for the first time since the fourth inning for Wichita. Brennan retakes the rubber. He looks in for his sign. He's got it. Comes set. Glove at the belt. Rocks in the 2-1. Low and away. 3-1. Back-to-back 3-ball counts for the right-hander. He went 3-2 to Kersey before getting him to ground out. From the stretch, looks back to second in the 3-1 pitch. Top of the zone. Fastball for a strike, 3-2. Fastball has been 91-94 for Brennan. That changeup has looked good, and the slider has been good in that first inning, but betrayed him a bit here in the second. The offering home, soft roller out to short off the fist. Ornelas Fields flicks onto first, got him, 2 outs. Bechtold onto third. Dangerous base running play by Bechtold with the ball in front of him. Running to third base, Ornelas making the smart play on a ball that wasn't hit hard enough really to go to third. Got the guaranteed out at first. So 2 outs, runner at third base. Austin Martin bats now. And this is the first time that the Turbo Tubs have a runner at third since the second inning as we play in the seventh. First pitch, low and outside, 1-0. 2-1, Turbo Tubs lead. Those 2 runs in the first on an RBI double by Jair Camargo and an RBI double by Chris Williams. Pitch in is chopped up over the mound. Biggers backhands from second. Long throw to first. Got him. Second chance of the same play. He allowed the infield base hit on. Biggers converts this time. Backhanding it. Throwing off balance to first. And that retires the side here in the seventh. No runs a hit. No errors. Runner left on base. Score holds. 2-1. Rough Riders trail on the Riders Baseball Network as we go to the top half of the eighth.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three, call! This one's over!
Let's ride!
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
The month of June features just one full homestand, but it's sure to be just as memorable. On June 14th, it's Super Splash Day, presented by Olson, with water inflatables in the park for a 12:05 first pitch. Kevin Minch appears at Riders Field for Texas Baseball Legends. The Whataburger Food Bank Night is on June 18th, with post-game fireworks. Then, on June 19th, the Dallas Black Giants commemorate Juneteenth on Father's Day as they take Riders Field for the first time.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores! A Little League home run for Johnny Ornelas.
Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top half of the eighth inning in Wichita, Kansas. Zach Bigley with you. Happy to have you along on this Thursday evening as the Rough Riders trail 2-1 and will face a new pitcher here in the top of the eighth. First pitch home from Evan Sisk is high to Trey Hare, and it's 1-0. Sisk, the left-handed sidearm thrower, a really tough at-bat for lefties, faces a left-hander to start things off. Sisk has been good this year, 3-0 with a 0.83 ERA in his 15 outings. He's only surrendered 2 runs. He offers home a fly ball down the left field line and foul, and it's 1-1. Opponents in general hitting just 149 against the left-handed sidearm slinger. Lefties hitting just 086. He's only allowed 3 hits to left-handed batters all year. 1-1. High and inside, and it's 2-1. And you can see why by just seeing him throw one pitch. When he kicks up, he steps almost behind the left-handed batter all the way over on the mound and then fires in. The pitch is on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 2-2 on Trey Hare. And that makes it really tough for left-handers. You can see why the numbers are the way they are. He rocks in the 2-2. Grounder up the middle, speared by Sisk off to his right. The underhand flips over to first and gets Hare. One away. He had it, adjusted the ball cap, and then jogged over to first base and underhanded the ball to get him for the first down. Matt Wadley hits now for the Rough Riders, trailing 2-1 here in the top of the eighth inning. Bases clear, one out. Sisk ready from the stretch. He deals. Just outside. One ball, no strikes. Sisk, a former 16th round selection by the Cardinals back in 2018. He offers a drive down the left field line in towards the corner and foul. With home run distance for Matt Wadley, but he just hooked it foul. One ball and one strike. It would have tied the game here in the eighth. The Chester, South Carolina native Sisk went to the College of Charleston. He's ready from the stretch. And the 1-1 is chopped up the middle. The shortstop, Martin, fields behind the bag and tosses on to first for two outs. There's the second out of the inning. Matt Wadley retired, and Josh Stowers makes his way to the plate. Riders trailing 2-1, top of the eighth. Sisk was traded in the deadline in 2021 from the Cardinals to the Twins in the Jay Happ deal. Offering home is on the upper edge of the outside corner, a called strike to Stowers, and it's 0-1. And he spent part of last year with Wichita as well. He flicks home the 0-1. Simmers low of the zone, and it's one ball and one strike. With Wichita, a 4.87 ERA in 13 outings, it's been a completely different story this year. Two outs, bases clear. 1-1 to Josh Stowers, who's reached three times today. The pitch way inside, and it's 2-1. Nick Starr is warming in the Rough Riders bullpen. He'll most likely pitch the bottom half of the eighth. Frisco has trailed the entirety of this one, 2-1. 2-1 pitch. Down low and inside, three balls, one strike. Sisk has walked nine in 21 and two-thirds innings. Pretty decent mark. 3-1 toss to Stowers. Inside corner, top of the zone for a strike, and it's 3-2. Stowers has incredible power, but he hasn't shown it much this year. Just two home runs, both of them on April 29th. He hasn't homered since. Sisk ready in the 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Blew a fastball by him, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Evan Sisk. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Bottom eight coming up, and Nick Starr out of the Riders' bullpen. Riders down 2-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Vista Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Lil' Sweet!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's on something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big at Brighton, North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Home half of the eighth coming up right here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Nick Starr, the new Riders pitcher, he's the third man used by Frisco today. Cole Reagans allowed a pair of runs in the first. That's all the scoring for the Turbo Tubs so far today. Rough Riders put up a run in the fifth on an RBI double by Ezekiel Duran. That's it. Nick Starr, the right-hander, faces Edward Julian to lead things off here in the bottom of the eighth in the first pitch. Fastball blew it by him, a swing and a miss. 0-1. Julian 0-2 with a walk and a run scored. Tim Brennan exits after two scoreless innings, straining a runner at third in his second frame. The 0-1 inside with a heater. 91 miles an hour, and it's one ball and one strike. Starr, right-hander from the stretch. He pitches home. It's fouled straight back, and he's ahead in the count now, 1-2, 95 on the gun. That's more the fastball we're used to seeing from Starr. 25-year-old, 6'3", 225-pounder out of Southern Arkansas. 1-2. Hit foul on a slider hanging up in the top of the zone. Starr got away with one right there, and it's 2-2. Memphis, Tennessee native was drafted by the Reds in the 19th round in 2018. Didn't pass their physical exam, so he wasn't signed, and then immediately signed with the Rangers. 1-2. Lined into right field, down the line. It's in there for a base hit. Julian up to first. He stops right there as Stowers gets to it before it gets into the corner and fires it back in. So a leadoff single for Julian. His first hit today, his second hit of the series. And Jair Camargo makes his way to the plate. This is the man you have to be careful with. Camargo has three hits so far in the series. They've all done damage. RBI double earlier today. Two-run home runs yesterday. Starr's pitch. Fastball cut on and missed off the outside corner, and it's 0-1. With Frisco, Starr has been electric. This is his 10th appearance, a 1.64 earned run average. Oh, man, and on that swing and miss, Camargo is shaking his left hand, and he takes his batting glove off, and he's going to check his hand to make sure it's okay. What you worry about in this situation is the hamate bone. That can be broken so easily on the hand. And that's what you usually see with the swings and misses, or just the swings in general when guys are looking down at their hand. Hopefully he's okay. The hamate bone will put you out for 4 to 6 weeks. The trainer, Tyler Blair, with a quick look, and he's okay. Looks like he's going to stick with it as he takes a practice swing. He's good to go. Yeah, that stuff is scary. The hamate bone can break so easily. You usually see it when there's a hit by pitch on the top of the hand. And then also sometimes when a player swings, they can just break it. The hand folds in a way it's not supposed to. So 0-1 on Camargo. Runner at first, nobody out. Double play depth for the middle infield. The pitch, low and away. One ball and one strike. Starr making his 10th appearance at 1.64 ERA. In 11 innings, 9 strikeouts. He has limited the base runners really well. A 1 whip. 1-1 pitch. Hits it just outside, missing with the slider, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Opponents just hitting 154 off Starr this year. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Blew it by him with a fastball. 2 balls and 2 strikes. That hit he allowed, just the 7th hit against him. Starr ready is the 2-2. Bounces in the dirt. Watley blocks. There goes the runner to second. The throw. Hey, caught him. Oh, what a throw from Matt Watley. Jack Spiggers didn't have to move his glove at second base. Beautiful throw as Julian read the ball down in the dirt. It's not a caught stealing, but it's a huge first out on a ball that was spiked by Nick Starr. Watley blocked it, jumped out in front of home, threw on to second where Jack Spiggers was right there to apply the tag on Julian. Three balls, two strikes. Now to Camargo, the pitch, cut on, fouled back into Watley's glove. He hangs on. There's out number two. In a span of two pitches, it went from one on, nobody out, to now nobody on and two out. Matt Wallner hits now. Oh, baby. Nick Starr with the bases clear. Pull side shift on for the left-handed batting Wallner in the pitch. Swing and a miss. Good offering low and away. 0-1. So it's just a put out on the bases, 2-4. The pitch inside to Wallner, and it's one ball and one strike. 2-1, Riders trail. We're in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Starr ready from the stretch, and the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Another slider, and it's one ball and two strikes. The Rough Riders trying to stage a comeback. They need Starr to keep it right here as the offering is low in the dirt, and it's two balls and two strikes. And Starr has done a wonderful job of that so far. He's ready. And issues in the 2-2. A drive into right field down the line. If it's fair, it's gone. It is caught. It's caught by Josh Stowers. Up against the wall, he hangs on. Matt Wallner did the exact same thing to Jack Spiggers earlier in the game. And Josh Stowers with an incredible catch right at the foul pole to maybe take away a home run. Oh my goodness, what a grab. Josh Stowers does it again. And the Riders trail 2-1 as we go to the top of the ninth inning here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win.
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The Party Deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Josh Stowers with an incredible catch in the right field corner to keep this game a 2-1 contest as we go to the top of the ninth inning, and it's the last chance for the Rough Riders against Evan Sisk. It's 9-1-2. Jack Spiggers, the left-handed batter, first pitch. Ground ball up the middle. The shortstop, Martin, to his left. He fields behind the bag. Throw on to first. Got him. One out. That brings Johnny Ornelas to the plate. Rough Riders with five hits today. They've stranded 10 of the base paths. And the only 1-2-3 against him since the first inning came from this man, Evan Sisk. That was in the eighth. Pitch home to Ornelas. Low of the zone, 1-0. Rough Riders trying to stage a comeback. The pitch on the way. A line drive off the first baseman Ortega's glove out into right field. Ornelas rounds first. He stops right there. Now, most likely be a base hit for Johnny Ornelas, who is off to the left of the first baseman, Ortega. He just got the tip of his glove on it. And we'll see how that one is scored. Either way, Ornelas is aboard at first for J.P. Martinez. The pitch. A strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Martinez showed bunt and pulled back. Tough at-bat for the left-handed batting Martinez. They do roll it a base hit, by the way, on Ornelas. The pitch. A swing and a foul back into Camargo's glove, and it's 0-2. Left on left, only three hits allowed all season to left-handers by Sisk. The pinch. A fly ball down the left field line. Cabrera, a long run into foul territory, reaches out, makes the catch. Ornelas stays at first, and there are two outs. Last hope for the Rough Riders, Blaine Krim, who's 0-4 today. Krim needs to find a way aboard to extend his on-base streak to 16 games, but more importantly, needs to find a way on board to give the Rough Riders a chance to tie this ball game up and get Ezekiel Duran to the plate, who has doubled twice today. The pitch, a grounder foul, third baseline, and it's 0-1. No doubles defense to the extreme against Blaine Krim. The third baseman, Bechtold, practically standing on the third baseline. There's no way he can sneak a ball down there on a grounder. Outfield extremely deep, especially in left with Cabrera. Sisk, the 0-1 pitch to Krim. Outside, and the count flattens in 1-1. Ornelas at first, has good speed. But with the way the defense is configured, it'd be really tough for him to score on a ball in the gap. 1-1 toss. Krim slashes it foul into the netting above the Riders' dugout on the right side, and the Riders are down to their final strike. Trailing 2-1 here in the top of the ninth inning. This crowd of 4,000 here at Riverfront Stadium to its feet. Sisk, the 1-2. Check swing and a ball in the dirt. And he was able to hold up. 2-2. Fans here in Wichita wanted him to be punched out for strike three. He was able to hold. 2-2 to Blaine Krim. The left-hander's pitch. A line drive and a right base hit. Ornelas to second, and he stops right there. Gutsy swing and a gutsy hit for Blaine Krim to keep the game alive. He singles to the opposite way. There's that 16-game on-base streak, and he is immediately lifted for a pinch runner, Kellen Strong. So Kellen Strom pinch runs at first base. There's no doubt they want to get Krim out of there. Strom, the go-ahead run with great speed. And Duran, who's a double machine, in from the right side. This is the matchup you want right here. Two outs. Runners at first and second. Top of the ninth inning. Riders trail by a run. First pitch. Duran swings and misses. Way out in front on the changeup, and it's 0-1 as he cut loose on the first offering. High drama baseball here in Wichita right down the stretch. Ornelas at second, Strom at first. The 0-1. A swing and a miss. It's 0-2. Back-to-back changeups. This one off the outside corner. And Duran, who's 2-for-3 with two doubles, is once again down to his final strike. 0-2. Sisk from the stretch. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Wichita takes it 2-1 over the Rough Riders here in Game 3. The Riders made it interesting with a couple base runners near the top of the ninth, but they cannot complete the comeback as they fall by a score of 2-1 to the Wind Surge. We'll break it down to the postgame show when we come back here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is back.
A swing and a drive, deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here.
There isn't a better spot in North Texas where you can find a blend of fun, excitement, and baseball.
Strike three called. This one's over.
You don't want to miss a second of this exciting action.
And he makes the catch. What a grab. He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit us online at ridersbaseball.com for tickets or stay locked to the Riders Baseball Network and MILB.TV for all the exciting plays and drama of Rough Riders Baseball.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Strike three called. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Welcome back to Riverfront Stadium. Rough Riders fall in this one, but a final score of 2-1. Zach Bigley back with you. Frisco on the final line score, a little bit misleading. Wichita, 2 runs, 6 hits, no errors. Frisco, 1 run, 7 hits, and 1 error. Frisco had a whole lot of opportunities in this game as they strand a season-high 12 on the base pass. They went 1-for-12 with runners in scoring position and drew 6 walks in addition to their 7 hits tonight. So a lot of opportunities. They just could not get the big hit. And they had the right guy up there in the top of the ninth inning, Ezekiel Duran, with his 2 doubles on the day, 2 on base, and he struck out on 3 pitches against Evan Sisk, who was just nasty in his last 2 innings. He earns the save. Acosta with the victory. Melby Acosta goes to 1-0 in his season debut here in AA. Cole Reagan's the tough luck loser. He goes to 4-3 with the loss, allowing just 2 runs over his 5 innings. He struck out 6 in the defeat. The Rough Riders would like to have some of the at-bats in this game back. Give you the scoring, as it's pretty simple in this one. In the first inning, a walk to Edward Julian with 1 out, and Jair Camargo doubled him home to make it 1-0 after an infield single by Matt Wallner that moved Camargo to third. Chris Williams doubled in Camargo and put Matt Wallner at third base. Runners at second and third with 1 out. Dennis Ortega popped out, and Andrew Bechtold grounded out. It was 2-0 win surge. The Rough Riders found the scoreboard in the fifth on an RBI double by Ezekiel Duran, plating J.P. Martinez. But it just was not enough on the offensive side as Frisco falls by a final score of 2-1. We're going to take a break here on the postgame show. When we come back, we'll give you some scores around the Texas League, the Rangers organization as well, and break down what's next for the Rough Riders and the Wind Surge in Game 4 of this series tomorrow. Final 2-1, Rough Riders fall to Wichita. We'll return to Riverfront Stadium after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Carpet Tech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpet Tech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For 4 games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for 4 home games this season. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back at Riverfront Stadium as we put a bow on this one. Rough Riders fall to the Wind Surge 2-1 in the third game of the series. They now trail the set 2-1 as well. Let's give you the rundown of the Texas League scores as we're getting down the stretch here in the Texas League first half. Rough Riders hoping that San Antonio will fall or else they'll be tied with the Missions for the top spot in the Texas League South. Give you some of the scores. We start with San Antonio. They lead Tulsa in the top of the ninth inning at home, 6-5. The Drillers coming in with the best record in the entire Texas League at 27-19. Wichita now overtakes them with the win here today, and Tulsa could be staring at a second place spot behind the Wind Surge if they fall to San Antonio. That's a one-run game in the top of the ninth. Arkansas over Springfield, 14-5. That's in the bottom half of the seventh inning, a high-scoring game at Hammonds Field. Amarillo, they're hosting Midland, and the Rockhounds with a 6-5 advantage in Hodgetown. Only 11 combined runs seems low already in the bottom half of the seventh inning. And one other game final in the Texas League, Northwest Arkansas at home at Arvest Ballpark. They lead, or I should say they win it, 8-2 over Corpus Christi. As for the Texas Rangers organization, Rangers playing earlier today against the Rays at home, and they fell earlier against Corey Kluber, 3-1. Kluber, the former Ranger, only threw one inning last year, and I would really like to have that back. I should say in 2020, he threw only one inning before getting injured. Rangers lost Emmanuel Clase in that trade with the Cleveland Guardians. So they lose it 3-1 against the Rays at home. As for AAA, Round Rock taking on Oklahoma City, the Dodger affiliate. And Oklahoma City a 6-1 advantage over Round Rock in the bottom half of the eighth. Haya Hickory fell to Asheville, a Colorado Rockies affiliate, by a 7-3 score on the road. Luis Angel Acuna with his fifth home run of the season in the loss, though. And low A down east, they fell as well 4-1 to Charleston at home. So unless Round Rock can come back, every single team in the Rangers organization will have fallen tonight. That is a tough night for the Rangers system. As for what's next, the Rough Riders and Wind Surge will do battle again for game 4 of the series coming up tomorrow. It's a 6:15 first pitch time tomorrow. So it's a bit of an odd first pitch time because there'll be fireworks here in Wichita at 10 o'clock because of the River Fest that's going on across the river from us. There'll be fireworks at 10 o'clock to open up that huge music festival that Willie Nelson is headlining. And so we'll start at 6:15 to make sure we beat the fireworks. Zach Kett will get the start for the Rough Riders. He's 0-1 with a 6.75 ERA. He'll go against Casey Legomina, who's 0-1 with 11.81 ERA on the other side for the Wind Surge. Rough Riders and Wind Surge will play again tomorrow at 6:15, but the Rough Riders fall 2-1 tonight. That's going to do it for us on the broadcast. Thanks to everybody who made this one possible tonight. For everyone with the Frisco Rough Riders, my name is Zach Bigley, saying thanks for picking us up tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 o'clock for the pregame show for a 6:15 first pitch. But until then, have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Victor Rojas, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders. Let's ride.